Loving County is pretty rural. According to the Census Bureau, just 71 people were living in this West Texas county in 2012. That's down from 82 in 2010. Considering how remote it is, you might think health insurance for people living there through the federally run marketplace is more expensive than in Travis County. Stacy Pogue is a health policy analyst for the Center for Public Policy Priorities here in Austin.
Where I think you're going to probably find across the board that rural areas have fewer choices as far as the number of insurers or the number of plans to choose from, it's not fair to assume from that they are paying higher premiums.
Polk found that in Loving County, a full-price bronze plan from Blue Cross Blue Shield for a 27-year-old could cost about $133 a month. That's without any tax credits. In Travis County, that same plan would cost about $144. A bronze plan is the least expensive category of plans. A silver plan, the second least expensive, with Blue Cross would cost $233 for a 27-year-old in Loving and $251 in Travis. Melissa Perryman is an insurance broker in Austin. She's also with the Texas Association of Health Underwriters.
The centers of influence, if you will, and the specialty centers, the cost of care has always been more expensive. A doctor visit in Houston versus a rural area is more expensive because of overall costs and training, and yes, if they're renowned, they're going to warrant those higher rates.
Perryman says it's important to make sure both plans have the same deductibles when comparing prices, but she's not surprised that they're actually cheaper, not more expensive, in rural versus urban Texas. Don McBeth is the Director of Government Relations for TORCH. That's the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals. He says, though rural Texas only has one or two insurance companies in the marketplace, finding a plan is not the biggest challenge.
The challenge sometimes is finding an insurance plan that has your local doctor and your local hospital on it.
Texas has a shortage of doctors, especially in rural areas. According to TORCH, rural Texas has counties with as many as 50% of residents uninsured. McBeth says census data shows that 14 of the 15 counties with the country's highest uninsured rates are in rural Texas.
As a whole, people in rural Texas are older and they're poor. So there are other challenges certainly for people to access health care besides just whether or not they can find an insurance plan or whether or not it's affordable. Bigger challenges is there just, in many cases, there's not enough providers.
That's not surprising if 64 counties of the 254 in the state don't have a hospital. That doesn't stop First Care from offering insurance plans in rural West Texas. Merritt Smith is the company's vice president for strategy. He says First Care has a long-standing presence in the region.
We've served them for decades, and we've served them in good years and bad. And this is an exciting year where many people are position to gain access to coverage they haven't had, and we want to serve our community, so we participate in the exchange.
Other companies decided to hold off before joining the marketplace. In a statement to KUT, United Healthcare said the company will evaluate the marketplace after 2014 and decide if it will bid to participate in the Texas exchange. McBeth with TORCH says even if there were more plans available, it doesn't mean rural Texans would rush to get insured.
There's a lot of people that don't want to be found. That's just kind of the way of the world, so they don't want to be signed up with some insurance company that knows who they are and where they are and et cetera. So I think there's a lot of reasons, and it is very complicated.
Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.